This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. I told you on my drive in this morning, you know, although there are some people out, it's a little early for most. But I drove in our downtown, and you know, I see the boarded up stuff, and you think, oh my God, you know. But I was so proud of our community. And last night was not without incident, if you spend any time listening to scanners or whatnot. But there's hardly ever a night that is without incident in any community. But our leaders in the African-American community, the hundreds of people who had their peaceful protest, their justice walk, the law enforcement leaders we have, the NAACP, our mayor, our community in general. And if you look around the country, you don't see people coming together the way they come together here in very many places. And Macon County Sheriff Tony Brown joins us as one of those leaders. Sheriff, tough time right now for everyone. Tougher time for you. I know whenever this stuff comes to a head, and it does, and people need to be listened to, and people want justice, and you understand how tough it is for you to be an African-American and a sheriff at the same time.
Brian, is not tough at all. I mean, I always tell people I was built for this. It's just nice because I have a different perspective as most than others, because as far as me being African-American, also actually being in law enforcement. So at the end of the day, it's just we just don't communicate like we should. And we're doing that here.
There's a lot of relationships that were built leading up to. You don't do this overnight, as the mayor said earlier. You can't have something happen and then, you know, try to get a relationship built at midnight before the next day. It has to be ongoing dialogue, and this community's been doing that for several years.
It has been. Someone sent me a video of a sheriff. I think it was in Michigan, and he said that they wanted to be out with the other. He put a shield and all this other stuff down. He said, "We won't be out here with you." And someone had put a caption to me, made a statement, "We need more of this." And I was thinking to myself, I was going to respond, but I didn't. I was thinking to myself, I've never left.
Yeah.
So, you know, those relationships have always been there. I haven't forgotten where I came from. And we have to communicate with one another. We have to.
But we are doing things differently here. I can tell you, you even go to Cleveland, which isn't a gigantic city, you know, but they're locking the media out. You've even seen media hit by some of the riot police. We just don't have, we have relationships here that I think are stronger than the urge for people to just have outrage or just senseless violence. I think everyone is stepping up and being grown-ups while realizing we literally do need to do a lot. We've got a long way to go.
We do.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's about transparency. When you don't communicate with one, and just things are that appear to be secretive, then all of a sudden, you know, people think you're trying to hide something, and we have nothing to hide here whatsoever.
All right, tell me about the men and women who are wearing the Macon County Sheriff's deputies' uniforms that are out and about. And I encourage everybody. I'm not a true crime guy. You know me. I'm not, you know, watching all these shows. But I listened to the scanner the last couple of nights. And what I got out of more than anything was the professionalism and the men and women helping people and the amount of calls they have to go to. I would encourage everybody once a month just to sort of walk through your shoes vicariously of just what it's like to deal with the general public from a law enforcement point of view.
It is. At the end of the day, you know, I've been in law enforcement, completed my 30th year, but I've been human for 52. I haven't forgotten who I am or where I am. So at the end of the day, people are just people. And if you take the time to let them in your world, to explain what's going on, people will somewhat be receptive to that.
All right.
And it's ignoring your why, and it's about services community. That's exactly what this is about.
I've been at the Law Enforcement Training Center on countless occasions. I've gone out and videotaped stuff that's being done here from around the nation about training on suicide by cop, about thinking about different ways to I watched an entire group of professionals working on how to take a condition down, not elevate it up. I mean, I know that we're constantly adapting and training. We all want more African-American officers. I think having this new institute at District 61 and having communications will help. I watched that video. I saw your comments in the Herald Review. I don't think there's anyone can look at what happened to George Floyd and say that's what law enforcement ought to be doing.
Yeah, I just don't get it. To me, it's 101 as far as being a human and to treating people with respect. That it's simple to me.
But that incident of our officers here are not trained to put their knees on someone's neck.
Yeah, you know, it's not even here. It's just the fact is, I cannot, and I would hope no law enforcement agency trains anyone to do anything else like that, to do anything like that. We definitely don't do that here. Obviously, we have control tactics or what have you in order to do that. But once you have a situation under control, you know that that escalation it stops, and you know you have the individual under control, and that's all we want.
Tell me about how do we improve relations? We talked to Reverend Courtney Carson earlier. How do we connect law enforcement to particularly young African Americans? I mean, you would seem to be key in this conversation, but how do we do a better job of it?
People need to know who you are outside of the uniform, because a lot of times people have fear of not just the person, but the uniform, because there's such a long history. And I think that we all need to educate ourselves about the history and why there's such a discord and disconnect between the two. And we just need to, and it's something that can't be fixed overnight. Is this something that we just, it's kind of a marathon. We just need to take our time. But just to show up, first of all, and it's something I'm very proud of and we're in the process of doing, is I have Mo Dampier here contacted me. He's a JFL football coach, been very successful. And he came to me about some uniforms as far as a sponsorship. And I was able to get the invoice and stuff like that. And we're going to actually purchase the uniforms for this JFL team for these kids. And it's going to be out of a fund. And what it is, it's it has to have a preventive message on it. It's going to have the sheriff's office patch. It's going to say, be smart, don't start. So when they go around actually playing well, they actually, you know, people are seeing that they are actually a part. They're being sponsored by our sheriff's office, and we're going to stand behind them once they do positive things in the community and do things like that. So that's what that's all about, is to actually get that message out there and let people know that we actually are part of the community.
All right, Sheriff, I know your folks had a long night, long couple of days. Please pass along our thanks for their professionalism and keep doing the great job you're doing and leading in this community. We really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, Macon County Sheriff Tony Brown.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.